Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on the air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows, most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. You can also check out there How to Do Everything, the new podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, how not to disappoint your daughter when she asks for a pony. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there, this is Bobby Thompson from Kaneohe, Hawaii.
Kaneohe, whoa, that sounds like a fun place. Where is that exactly?
It's on the windward side, the northeast-facing side of Oahu.
Oh, wow, that's a nice place to be. What do you do there?
I'm a grad student studying oceanography.
Oh, and there happens to be an ocean right there. How convenient.
That worked out.
It worked out just great that way.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, Bobby, you are going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl Castle will perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Of course, your job, fill in that last word or phrase. Complete the limerick. Do that two times out of three. You will win our prize. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
For my baby's petite little feet, I am buying athletical treats. Mere weeks after birth, he can tear up the turf. I got him some small baseball
cleats.
Yes. Thanks to the Kirkland Company, athletic shoes with cleats will now be available for kids aged nothing up to 6 months. To help get their athletic careers started before they have any motor control whatsoever. Just because you can't walk doesn't mean you can't break up a double play. For kids that really want to get a head start, Pampers is offering diapers with a built-in cup, and you can now get steroids in a sippy syringe. Here is your next limerick.
Wherever I look, there's cheek squeezers and old pull-my-finger fart teasers. We're having a boom of men past their bloom. The world's overrun by old
geezers.
Very nice. Over the past decade, the number of men 65 and over roaming the earth has jumped by roughly 20%, and they'll soon become the dominant demographic. That's right. It's their lawn, and we're just standing on it.
It's going to change MTV a little bit. That's all I got to say.
What? The new world of lots of old men and women getting plastic surgery?
Mm-hmm.
The hip-hop videos in particular are going to be different.
Yeah, they're just going to be hip videos.
They're going to be...
hip-hop.
No, they're going to be artificial hip-hop videos. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
They're going to be hip replacement videos.
Here's your last limerick.
My wife is a plot thread uncoiler. She revealed that the bomb's in the boiler. Now I am wise to the story's surprise. I am happy because I heard a...
spoiler.
Yes, indeed, a spoiler. A surprising new study, UC San Diego, claims that contrary to popular belief, being told the ending of a story you're involved with ahead of time increases your enjoyment of that story or movie or book. Like, you'd all be happy if I told you Rosebud was really a man and that he's dead the whole time. Oh, and by the way, Adam wins today.
I'm going to enjoy that more when that happens.
Yeah. Carl, how did Bobby do?
Well, Bobby's the winner, Peter. Three correct answers, so Bobby, I'll be doing the voicemail on your voicemail machine.
Well done.
Excellent.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.